read that you've been paying tribute to Amy Winehouse on this tour.
Oh, yeah, I love her. She's awesome.
She
seems like, doesn't she seem rock and roll?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
I mean, you know, music is either has always been one of two things, to me, a pleasure device or a way to describe emotions that you have when words aren't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of artists that really have a great talent or are successful at making really good music, you know, have to confront their pleasure device or their emotions, you know, and head on. And she seems like the good part of rock and roll to me. I know she has trouble, but that seems like rock and roll to me.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you had ever actually met her, and if,
yeah.
If she'd be someone that you would want to maybe, you know, like I said, I mean, you've worked with people in a lot of different genres. Would you?
I would collaborate with Amy Winehouse in 1 second. I would say yes to that. I mean, she seems very much like, or, you know, and I met her briefly in Norway, of all places, where people often go to meet each other.
Yeah?
and she was lovely. She's very small. She's very tiny, and so I felt a bit like Lenny in Of Mice and Men with a little mouse in there.
Yeah, you're a pretty big guy. Good.
Compared to her, yeah.
Yeah. And so was this at like some kind of festival or like a
yeah, there was a festival, but we actually met at